That's how we wrap things up on a Tuesday. Alex, you go first.
I'm going to start with the Minnesota Timberwolves, I ask.
What are you doing?
Blazers and Timberwolves were supposed to play a basketball game yesterday, but that sneaky Mickey Mouse had to come through and ruin everything. Let me explain. So the Target Center where Minnesota plays featured a big-time performance over the weekend of Disney on Ice. And I can't front, as the parent of a five-year-old, there's a pretty good chance you'll see me shill out $40 a pop to tickets to that than you'd see me do that for the Blazers and Timberwolves game. But the hope from a professional basketball team at a professional arena is that the court over 24 hours later would be in good shape. That was not the case, where everything was fine for a morning shoot-around. But as the day went on, the ice underneath melted. Players came out to warm up before the game and were saying that the court itself felt like it was sweating. It became all oily and slick, apparently. Just what you want your million-dollar athletes to play on, a grease slick. I do think it would have been hilarious to see Myers Leonard looking like a cartoon moose trying to walk on ice with his legs all sprawled out or whatever. Would have been funny for sure, but not so much practical or safe for a billion-dollar NBA franchise. So to the Timberwolves for having the sweaty floor, I ask.
What are you doing?
All right, to fans of Arsenal in the Champions League, I ask.
What are you doing?
Go Gunners.
Hundreds of these nuts marched in protest. Why? Leaving the EU? No. Journey on tour in their country? No.
Protest journey.
Nothing that drastic. They don't want the coach of their team to get a new contract. His name, Arsene Wenger.
Arsene Wenger.
The march took place today prior to their match against Bayern Munich at Emirates Stadium. The march on Washington wasn't this passionate or organized. It was like life or death to these people, like someone was about to take away health care from 20% of them. But it was over football. They haven't had a league title since 2004. These people would make terrible Cubs, Lions, or Maple Leaf fans, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Football. To the organizers at the European Indoor Athletics Championships, I ask.
What are you doing?
Great Britain's Laura Muir won the gold medal in the 1500 at the event last week. It was her first ever medal at a major event, so she tried to do what literally anyone would after it, and that is take a victory lap. Customary, normal, and basically expected. But apparently the organizers of the event were feeling stressed because they were behind in terms of the TV broadcast schedule. So a woman ran out to the finish line and tried to stop her and usher her off the track before she could run around and celebrate. Muir, she kept looking to the side of the track to fans who were urging her on and started to walk back. But then either one of the fans got through to her or it clicked in her head that, oh yeah, I'm a track athlete, I'm really, really fast. And she just decided to run away from the woman anyways and take her victory lap. Pretty much everyone was on board, including the TV announcers, by the way, who I guess get paid by the minute. A fan ran down, gave her a flag, and she took her victory lap. And all the organizers did was waste more time they thought they didn't have by trying to stop her. So to the organizers at the European Indoor Athletics Championships, we ask.
What are you doing?
Wow.
Name's a mouthful.
To Dallas Maverick owner Mark Cuban, I ask.
What are you doing?
Mostly like Cuban. He's definitely in the overcovered category. You never get a chance to miss him. He does one of those goofball shows on network TV, right?
The Shark Tank? Is that the one?
I assume so. I love his story. Humble beginnings in Pittsburgh. Poster boy for self-made gazillionaire. The Mavs won a title. But really? Russell Westbrook, he says, not even in the MVP conversation. Dude's a triple-double machine.
Ludicrous.
Haven't seen this in a half century. And while I probably would prefer Kawhi Leonard or Harden, if you're like fourth or fifth, you're in the MVP conversation. You're absolutely a contender. No need to go overboard, Cubes. You've got the job, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To Reuben Foster, I ask.
What are you doing?
NFL Combine is a job interview. Do you remember your worst job interview? Mine was a phone interview, and I stumbled over my words a bunch, wasn't prepared for a couple of questions, obviously didn't get the job. Well, Reuben Foster's included asking if a nurse knew who he was, threatening violence against the nurse when he said he didn't, and then getting sent home early from the event he wasn't even there to compete in. He was only supposed to do the interviews and get checked out by medical personnel, and that's it. He goes home, gets drafted, his career begins. But Foster complained in a line full of other NFL Combine prospects that the wait was too long and asked the medical person, in all seriousness, "Do you know who I am?" Then when he was told he'd have to wait just like everyone else, said he would put his hands on the guy, to which the guy said, "Do it." Skip to the end. Foster is sent home for personal reasons. Are you the biggest idiot on earth? To answer your question, Ruben, yes, I know who you are. A guy coming off surgery to his rotator cuff who just cost himself a few million dollars, as we asked.
What are you doing?
Wow.